Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, Olivia, that was really fascinating to hear Joanne talk about all of those tours. I mean, you can't go to Hawaii and say, oh, I didn't have anything to do. I just kind of sat around. I only went to the beach. No, there are all kinds of tours. And if you check out their website, you'll see them all listed. So much to do. You'll probably run out of time before you run out of things to do.
Right. And if you're going to save up that money and, you know, really plan for this trip, I think you should take a tour so you make sure that you see everything that needs to be seen.
Mm-hmm. See everything and learn everything too. Because when we took our tour with Robert's Hawaii, we actually had a fantastic tour guide. His name was Sully. And he was so knowledgeable. He told us so much about the history, and in particular about the culture, and really how the history and the culture kind of tie together, even what you see now. So it was a fantastic trip with him. But I know it's time for us to talk about quarter miles, as we do each show. So I'm thinking that, because I know you always bring the quarter mile segment here to us. So I'm thinking that you chose Hawaii. Am I guessing right?
Actually, I chose Alaska. No, just kidding.
Well, close. It is Hawaii. Right? Close, close.
Yes, and the Hawaii State Corridor was released in November of 2008 and designed by Don Everhart. And the corridor features the Hawaiian monarch King Kamehameha I, and also the 8 major Hawaiian islands. He kind of gestures to them with his hand on the corridor. And there's also the state motto written in Hawaiian, and it's translated to, "The life of the land is perpetuated in righteousness."
Hmm. That's very interesting. Really interesting. Now, while we were there, Doc Bill, we went on a tour where we actually went to see the monarch, to see the home there.
Which was a beautiful structure to see that was well-preserved and a lot of history there. I mean, a lot of people forget that Hawaii had its own system. It had its own system of monarchy. It had its own monarch system way before it became part of the United States. And a lot of that's been restored, and they're right now redoing parts of the palace. And it's a neat tour. It takes up about, give yourself a good 2 hours to do the tour and see the surrounding grounds and see a lot of history. You saw the great portraits and furniture of that day.
Well, yeah, it's very fascinating, really fascinating. But you found some other information also, too, about the time when he was in power, though, right?
Yes, he is credited with unifying the governance of the Hawaiian Islands so that there are 8 Hawaiian Islands recognized as the state of Hawaii. All into one kingdom in the early 1800s. And he led them through a time of great change while also maintaining a lot of native practices and traditions, which you noticed on your tour as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, there are several statues honoring King Kamehameha. And the most recognized statue is right near the palace, I think you were talking about. But it's right in front of Ali'i Olani Hale, or the Hawaii State Supreme Court. And it's 18 feet tall, bronze statue. Can't miss it.
Yeah, I think we did see that. Remember that, Doc Bill?
We did. It was a beautiful statue, and we saw that and walked around the grounds area of it. Again, that's something that I think people should do. You also see a movie. There's a movie that they have in the little theater, which you see, which you watch, and then from that point you go over and see the palace.
Yes, and I think the palace is called the Iolani Palace. Official residence of the Hawaiian Kingdom's last 2 monarchs, and it's actually the only official state residence of royalty in the U.S. So has
that's
that interesting
true.
Distinction.
That, you know, that's a really good trivia piece there.
Yes.
It's one of the first places to have electricity as far as palaces, as far as official buildings in the United States, to have the whole building wired. And it was also one of the places to have a telephone, which they can call from upstairs to downstairs. And that was pretty much unique, when a lot of times in most places at that point, when they had the telephone put in, didn't really have that many phones in them.
That's true.
Yes, and that statue actually was not meant to be there at first. The original statue was lost at sea. It was on its way from Europe, later discovered in the Falkland Islands. And that statue was then placed in North Kohala on Hawaii's Big Island, and that is actually near King Kamehameha's birthplace.
Well, that's amazing. Wow.
So it all worked out in the end.
Well, to find it in the Falkland Islands, that's a little bit of distance there.
Yes. And Doc Bill's been there.
It's one of my favorite places to go as well.
Well, it probably went there just so that you could have a connection between your favorite places, Doc Bill.
Yes, and if you want to see that statue, you can also check out his birthplace. I'm sure there's a lot of interesting information there. And there's another statue found in Hilo, in the Wailoa River State Park. And it also has a plaque with a lot of information about the king's activity and work in that area, because he really did spend a lot of time in all of the islands, and actually a couple of battles took place so that he could gain control of all of those islands and unify them together.
Amazing, amazing.
Because the Big Island was usually the place where most things occurred. It was later on that the capital and the power was moved to Oahu.
Well, you know, it's so amazing, you know, to hear all of these tidbits and facts, and that a quarter inspires you to actually learn a little bit about it. So now, if you guys are just joining us, we are talking about Hawaii, and we're talking about Hawaii based on their state quarter, which is part of the U.S. Mint's quarter program that we talk about each show on our quarter mile segment. So, Olivia, so what else? Because, I mean, it seems like there was so much that you found out about, you know, the monarchy and just during that time that really does connect back to the quarter.
Yes. And the great thing about this quarter is it really takes you places. You know, it's not just one place that you need to check out. You need to check out all of these statues,
of the islands,
but also just see where, you know, King Kamehameha, you know, walked and unified Hawaii together. And there's a final fourth statue in front of the Grand Wailea Resort in Maui. And this one is actually considered to be the most accurate depiction of King Kamehameha. And it was designed by a Hawaiian artist named Herb Kauainui Kane. So that one's really interesting. He based it off of, you know, Polynesian features and any kind of depictions he could find in text.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is the most accurate depiction of the king.
Well, I think I missed seeing that one when we went in Maui. So another reason to go
back.
There you go. I'm sure Joanne would agree with that.
Our list is long now.
We'll have to let her know. We have another reason. We're building up this list of reasons to go back.
Yes.
But now, what about some of the other islands then? Are there any other connections with some of the other islands in terms of the quarter?
There's another Oahu feature that you can check out, the Pali Lookout. It was the site of the Battle of Nuuanu in 1795, and that was where King Kamehameha's victory brought Oahu into the Hawaiian Islands together. So the lookout there, it's really beautiful. You can check out the cliffs and the coast, and there's also the Honolulu Botanical Gardens, which is kind of a collection of botanical gardens in the area, mm-hmm. all along, you know, that general spot. So
there is a beautiful, beautiful botanical garden on the Big Island. Doc Bill and I went there several years ago, and it actually, is it still privately owned, Doc Bill? I'm trying to remember.
It's still privately owned.
Yeah, it's still privately owned.
There's also a state one as well, but all the botanical gardens on Hawaii are beautiful because of the scenery,
mm-hmm.
and just the climate. Things just naturally want to grow.
Things just naturally want to grow, and when it rains there, it's almost like you welcome the rain because it's helping to make things grow and make things green, so you kind of don't get mad at the rain. Plus, it doesn't last a long time anyway.
True, true, true. I mean, so when I look at Hawaii, you know, again, I look at the food and I think of Tamashiro's fish market. To me, it's one of the best fish markets in the world. And again, the Costco stores can keep the cost down, but the Costco's in Hawaii on all the islands are totally different. They have a lot of Hawaiian stuff at a very low price, from the different fish to the fruits. You can get things at that Costco that you're not going to find in Costco's any other place in the world. That's why they're unique.
Well, you know, that's a really good point, too, Doc Bill, because when you're in Hawaii, Costco is a great place to go to buy your souvenirs that you want to bring back. So if you wanted to bring back macadamia nuts, if you wanted to bring back coffee, if you wanted to bring back a shirt, any of those kind of things, they sell right there at Costco. And like you said,
it's a great cost.
Yeah, at a great cost. And you can just do all of your souvenir shopping right there and not go to some of those very expensive souvenir shops. And speaking of shopping, I mean, there you'll also find a lot of stores and things that you recognize in downtown Honolulu. You'll see a lot of the designer shops if you're interested in that kind of thing. So shopping's great when you go there if you're wanting to take a break from the touring and take a break from the beach and go shopping. And you mentioned also too, Doc Bill, the, you know, renting a car and transportation and getting around. You want to do that early. As soon as you know your dates and as soon as you've made those airline reservations, you may want to go ahead and rent that car, because the four-wheel drives, which is what you'll want in Hawaii, those can really get booked quickly, and especially during the popular times of the year, like the whale-watching time and things like that. So, Doc Bill, okay, this has been a great Just Got Back show for us, and I'm ready to go again, so I hope you are putting it on your calendar.
Oh, definitely.
Well, you guys, thanks so much for joining us today. This has been a great show. We hope that we have inspired you to put Hawaii on your calendar for maybe travel in 2017. It's not too late, but if not, 2018 is looking pretty good too. So join us again when we'll be back with more travel destinations here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. The show to you today has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Bye-bye. Thank you.
There's no place I'd rather be. I surf till the sun sets beyond the horizon.
Love me, 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 love me